From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues a series of studies in Paul's Epistle to the Colossians, Dr. Cairns brings the opening portion of a message entitled, The Essence of New Testament Christianity. The text is verse 29, following Paul's summary of his ministry, that of seeking to produce fully mature Christians. He says in the verse, Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, New Testament Christianity was real because God was at work. Where God is working, there is power. Since neither God nor the gospel has changed, God's people in this century can experience the genuine power of God working in them and then working through them as they touch others for Christ. Dr. Cairns will commence this message in just a few minutes. First, we call your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, He Routs Our Enemy. The text is Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 15. He hath cast out thine enemy. What a casting out was that! Satan has lost his throne in our nature, even as he lost his seat in heaven. Our Lord Jesus has destroyed the enemy's reigning power over us. He may worry us, but he cannot claim us as his own. His bonds are no longer upon our spirits. The Son has made us free, and we are free indeed. Still is the arch-enemy the accuser of the brethren. But even from this position our Lord has driven him. Our advocate silences our accuser. The Lord rebukes our enemies and pleads the causes of our soul, so that no harm comes of all the devil's revilings. As a tempter, the evil spirit still assails us and insinuates himself into our minds, but thence also he is cast out as to his former preeminence. He wriggles about like a serpent, but he cannot rule like a sovereign. He hurls in blasphemous thoughts when he has opportunity, but what a relief it is when he's told to be quiet and is made to slink off like a whipped cur. Lord, do this for any who are at this time worried and wearied by his barkings. Cast out their enemy, and be thou glorious in their eyes. Thou hast cast him down. Lord, cast him out. Oh, that thou wouldst banish him from the world.
When we hear the trumpet sound in the morning.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS Audio Magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS Quarterly Magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS Audio Magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Now, this morning we return to the last verse of Colossians chapter 1. I must confess, I thought I had finished with Colossians 1, but the final verse has rung in my mind and has kept before me as something that I don't think we should overlook. At the end of Colossians chapter 1, the last two verses, Paul speaks of Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. The last time we were in this chapter, I was looking particularly at Paul's burden to labor for fully mature Christians. As he deals with that subject, the apostle says, verse 29, whereunto, that is, in this great work of seeing people brought to maturity in Christ, whereunto I also labor. And he adds these words, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Or if I could give the words their literal force, they don't sound as good, and therefore wouldn't be good for a public translation, but I think they will give the strength of the apostle's feeling. He says, I labor, striving or agonizing according to the energizing of God, which energizes in me or by me in power. With these words, the apostle uncovers for us the essential nature of New Testament Christianity. If there's one thing you could say about the Christianity of the saints of the New Testament era, it would have to be simply that it was real. It was real. God was working. And that meant that there had to be power. Those two thoughts go together. If God is at work, you don't need a circus to make people think there's something happening. If God is at work, you don't need charismatic con men to make people believe that great things are happening. If God is at work, by definition, there is power. That's very clear in what the apostle says in the verse that we have taken as our text this morning. He speaks of the energizing of God, which energizes or is working effectually in and by me in power. And the word power there speaks of a power that is inherent in God's working because of its very nature. So let's establish this at the beginning. According to this text, here is the mark of New Testament Christianity. It is real, and God is at work with genuine power. The gospel was no mere philosophy. It was not some new theory of knowledge or some new theory of life. It was no mere code of ethics. It was the word of the king. And where the word of the king is, there is power. You remember the words that the apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 4 verse 20? The kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. The unique thing about the gospel was that believers in Jesus Christ actually experienced God working in them and God working through them. So much so that even their most bitter enemies had to confess, "We cannot deny it." Now that was true then. Let me state it as a proposition that could never be controverted by any Christian. The gospel has not changed. God is not dead. The slogan of the, or at least a branch of, I was going to call it theology, but it's really heresy, that came out of the Neo-Orthodox movement, was made popular by a Church of England bishop, and it was called the God is Dead theology. Bible believers usually responded to that in a very inconsequential and foolish way, saying that our God is the living God, as if the God is dead theology were saying that God was not really alive and in existence. That's not what they were saying. By God is dead, Bishop Robinson and the others of his ilk intended to teach that though God is not actively intervening, or as they would say, interfering in the affairs of men. They were getting back to something like the God of the deist, the big watchmaker in the sky who wound up the universe and then set it going and sat back in splendid isolation, caring nothing, intervening in no way. This is what they meant by God is dead. We cannot expect to see the intervention of divine power in the affairs of man and especially in the affairs of the church. Religion, therefore, replaced Christianity. And the actions of man replace the action of God. That is apostasy. But God is not dead in any sense of the term. And the gospel being the same, the truth of our text is as valid today as it was in the day when Paul first wrote it. So I want us to consider what Paul was saying to the Colossians, always remembering that he's saying the very same thing to us, using himself and his own life and experience as the standard for God's people. The Apostle Paul teaches that God's people experience the genuine working of God's power in them and flowing through them to reach others and touch them for Christ. Now, it's easy to make that statement. It's not quite so easy to get through an exposition of it in the time we have available. I'm not sure if I'll get through the first point, or all 3 points, or maybe wave at them all, or maybe come back to them another time. The Lord will lead. Martin Lloyd-Jones liked to say that preaching was a romance. And he made one statement that this preacher is very, very grateful for. Most other preachers, teachers of homiletics, for example, they abominate this. When you're learning homiletics, of course, I never did learn homiletics. That's why I can't preach. But anyway, when you're learning homiletics, you have got to know where you're starting. I agree with that. You've got to know what you're talking about and make it plain. I agree with that. You've got to have a very clear outline, logically developing. I agree with all that. And they would always say, you've got to know where you're going to end. You've got to get there. And if you don't get there, you've failed. Well, now, by that standard, I have failed more often than I have ever succeeded. Martin Lloyd-Jones said that, in a sense, the preacher ought never to know where he'll finish. The people wonder when he'll finish. He wonders where he'll finish. And there's a reason for that. This is unlike any other book in the world. This is a living book. And the Spirit of God who inspired this book, if the preacher saved and called of God, not only abides within the preacher, but guides him. And therefore, when you've got the Spirit who inspired the Word, guiding in the preaching of the Word, He is the one who takes over. And that's why I very often say, I am tempted to do this, but as the Lord leads. So I am tempted to preach on this subject this morning, but we may get only a part thereof. God's people experience the genuine working of God's power in them. And then they experience it working through them as it flows out to reach and touch the lives of other people. The outline is very, very simple. First of all, God's people experience God's power working in them in salvation. Now let's start there. In the New Testament, you'll see that the vision of the world is very much in terms of black and white. While every man acts according to the disposition of his own will and is responsible for his actions before God, nevertheless, the Word of God clearly teaches that every one of us lives by the spiritual energy either of Satan or of the Lord. Consider what Paul says to the Ephesians in chapter 2. According to him, unsaved men walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now energizes in the children of disobedience. Now that's a plain enough statement. Every man who is dead in sin is dominated by the devil. Every man who is unsaved, unconverted, unregenerate has energizing within him that evil spirit that prompts the children of disobedience. And that's a reference to Satan. So unsaved men and women are energized by a satanic power. That's Paul's teaching in Ephesians 2. On the other hand, according to our text, saved men labor according to the energy of God, energizing effectually in them with divine power. So in other words, we are all subject to spiritual control. Now, I'm not preaching some sort of dualism by which power is shared between God and Satan. That's not what the Bible teaches. Even Satan himself is subject to the absolute control of the Lord. But, according to my Bible, Satan is that spirit who now energizes an unsaved man. Satan does blind the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Satan does deceive and seduce sinners, and he uses them as his instruments in spiritual rebellion to their own utter ruin.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.